Let's start. So the agenda for today is to wrap up, finish up the Ramban's Drasha Tos Hashem Tamima. So we'll just give a synopsis of the whole thing today. And then I believe next year we'll move on to the Rambam's in the end of Hilchos Teshuva, that other aspect of Mitzvah Avos Hashem, which is Avoda Lishma. Okay, so that's going to be another dimension of Avos Hashem. Before we get into the Drashas Ramban for today, I've been thinking about the following point. I think it's a worthwhile study project for guys to look and figure out how many mitzvos out there are plausibly trying to direct our attention to the appreciation of either Maisa Bereishis or Maisa Merkava. Maisa Bereishis is a little easier to pin down. I mean, in the past year, we've been showing that, you know, the Torah itself has Maisa Bereishis as part of it, and we've shown him think that's an important piece of Tafsa Shel Torah. But is it possible to look at certain mitzvos and say that the design, the goal, the telos of this mitzvah is to direct us towards knowledge of Maisa Bereishis? So what mitzvos might come to mind?
Shabbos.
So Shabbos could be one, yeah. Kishesh Yam Mas Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz. The Rambam, I think, in Mor Nebuchim explicitly says that's one important dimension of Shabbos, to reinforce the belief, the knowledge of how the world was created. So that Shabbos is a great example. What else? Vayichul Hashemayim Baretz Kol Tzvaam. Right, that's a piece of that. What?
Kalayim,
maybe, actually. What? Yeah, Kalayim is actually a really interesting example, especially if you believe, like the Ramban, that it's really a principle of taxonomy, of distinguishing between species, and respecting the way that the world was created with species, I guess, separated in a certain way, whatever that means. But yeah, that could be an awesome example. I wasn't even thinking of Kalayim. That's really good. And I think the Ramban does say stuff along those lines. What would be another example?
Based on
Mikdash, because what you sent out on the WhatsApp about the or what? So remind me what he says there.
He just says that like the structure of the Mishkan or the Beis Mikdash is like structured, you know, to teach things or whatever. Like Maisa Bereishis Mishkan.
Yeah, we should look at that more carefully then. Yeah, that'd be really interesting. That things like things like the structure of the Beis Hamikdash are being merames on these like principles of Bereishis, of Maisa Bereishis. Good example. Let me just give easier examples for a second before you get into more complicated ones. Rumi? Birkas Lechama, I think, is an easy example. Bracha that's made on the sun. What else? Similar to Birkas Lechama. Before those are great examples, but yeah, Kiddush Levana itself, right? This week we did Kiddush Levana. This past week, if you'll notice, right? Look at anybody the Nuscha Bracha of Kiddush Levana, and you'll notice also what pasuk do we say right during Kiddush Levana? Well,
no.
Kiera Shemecha. I think it's Kiera. Is it Kiera Shemecha? I say.
Yeah, Manushkita.
Or Sue Necha and Mara, Kera Shemecha. Yeah, so it's literally the pasuk that the Rishonim cite as like looking to the heavens to appreciate the Chachma of Hashem. That pasuk is mentioned within Kiddush Levana. And if you look at you have the bracha there, Ned, the Nuscha Bracha of Kiddush Levana. So say it loud and clear, please. Yes, that itself, right? So go. What is it again? Asher b'maro bara. Yeah, so it's about Hashem's like creation of the celestial bodies, right? And the patterns of the moon. So that's pretty much like the chachma that the Ramban is talking about and the Rambam is talking about of astronomy. You could connect this also to another myth that we already saw earlier on. The mitzvah of Cheshbon Tkufas Umazalos of Ibur HaShana. Right, that's, according to everybody, is a mitzvah min HaTorah. That might also be related to this, like directing our attention. So it's not just instrumental to get the calendar, but even the setting of the calendar is a way of pulling us, like sui nechem marom, to have to know these facts of Masa Bereishis. Yoni, what were you saying?
I mean, I said the second thing I said was like brachas on thunder and lightning and stuff.
Yeah, the brachas that we have in the beginning of Perek Haroa, Osa Masa Bereishis, as we discussed, Alaharim, Alakvos, right, when you see like the things that seem to be created with great wisdom, and also I think equally true for the brachos of Shekocho Grasa Maleolam. Doesn't that sound plausible?
Like fun. What about
Tzara B'Lechaim? Tzara B'Lechaim, I think not. That could just be, that sounds like there's a more straightforward explanation about the, you know, whether it's the pain towards the animals and things like that. So I wouldn't
like respecting like
the Bria. So Kalayim is an example like that. If it's really about like here's the state of my Sabratius and you shouldn't tinker with it too much, then Kalayim is a great example. I wouldn't see Tzara B'Lechaim in that route. What else might you connect to it? So I mentioned earlier in the year, based off the Rambam and Perusha Mishnayos, about the Seder of Maseches Brachos. Josh Shapiro, what might you connect to it? Something we discussed in Shir about Brachos. Well, before we get to that, Kriya Shema, we're very clear about that.
I'm talking about food, no?
We're taking, what?
No, I'm talking about food.
Yeah, so hold off on that. So let's talk about food first then. What was the suggestion? I think I put it here in the source sheet as I was playing around with this idea. So I have it on page 41 to 42. Ketzad mevarchim ala peiros. The fact that we make a birchas hanenin on all the different species, and the Torah is makbid on designating a bracha for the different, at least Chazal are makbid on having a special bracha for each species. So do you remember we inquired earlier in the year? Josh, do you remember? Romy, it's terrible. We need a chazar this year.
What exactly?
It was so long ago. So the suggestion was, Zev, do you remember?
That's why brachos is first. Is because that's...
So the Rambam said, because the mazon, like a good doctor prescribes the, like a healthy diet is what's necessary to maintain a healthy life. But like, what does that have to do with like brachos?
I think your suggestion was suggesting that it was a way of taxonomizing, is that a word? Like the plants and the...
Yeah. It's almost like, Rumi just made a face, I think. Just make a face. It's a way of, you know, giving you this almost similar to the Ramban says in Torah Hashem Tamima, giving you rudimentary knowledge of the, like, whether it's botany or agriculture, like appreciating that there are different mechanisms for how different things grow, right? So you have a bracha of, here's the Mishnah in the sixth parak. And then you have Alperos Ha'aretz Omer Bori Priya Dama. And for Pas, which has some different type of process, it's Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. And for Yerakos, maybe there's a special bracha Bori Mine Deshaim, depending on which view you have in the Mishnah. So there's an element where we don't just say Shakol Niyabidvaro as the bracha for everything, but there's an attempt to almost taxonomize, like to create these like categories of how things are created. But look at the bracha. It's Bore Bria Eitz, like creation of fruits, creation of vegetables, Bore Pri Adama, right? Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. These are all about like the natural origins, like the, you might even say some recognition of the physical, chemical, or biological processes that give rise to the things that you benefit from in the world. Now, I think that could work out nicely also with the Gemara and Brachos' point about Asr la'adam she'yenem and olam hazeh below bracha, and the idea that it's me'ila to benefit without a bracha. So, you know, usually people think of it as like, you have to give some sort of recognition to Hashem before you benefit from it. Right? But you might just reconceptualize the bracha into some, not like the ritual act of the blessing, but the action of reflecting on the Maisa Bereishis dimension that facilitates the ochel that you could benefit from. So I know that I haven't given any real proof to this, but just when you think about the concept of Birchas Hanenin, it could be that the brachos formulated as brachos on Bria, like the creation of those things, is a way of directing us towards the Maisa Bereishis that underlies just the stuff that we consume. Romy?
Yeah, it's not, I guess, so mitzvah centric exactly, but a lot of davening is also doing that, I think.
Ah, like, I agree.
Starting with the Shachar and...
Yeah.
And then through Blood to Tzukat Zimra.
Exactly. I think Tzukat Zimra is another great example where you see this manifested. And then remind me, I'll give this as an example, but then make sure that I get back to the normative versus natural distinction in a second. So Rumi points out, I think that much of Tzukat Zimra, so in Shir, what do we say? We said explicitly that Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, we understood this way. We saw the Gemara in Shabbos and the Radak, who said what?
That saying about forgetting.
Paul Hashem lo yabitu is somebody who doesn't make yotzer or amar v'arabim. So I think they even use the lashon that is like a bracha. Someone who's the Medrash Tanchuma, which Zev directed us to via the Rav. The Medrash Tanchuma said that it's someone who sees the shkia sachama and doesn't make a bracha. Someone who sees the sun coming out in the morning and doesn't make a bracha. That's referring to someone who doesn't see the brachas kriyashma, which imply that the brachas kriyashma themselves are brachos on these dimensions of Maisa Bereishis. Okay? Now, Romy's telling us that much of Pesukei Dezimra seems to be about this as well. So if you think about how you start off your day in davening, Pesukei Dezimra seems to serve this function as well. So let's give you an example. I added it to the Mar Makomo sheets. So if you look on page 38 of my source sheet, you could look at start from page 40 for a second. You have what's the bracha on Pesukei Dezimra? Yeah, Baruch Shamar. That's why you're not allowed to talk from after Baruch Shamar until the end of Yishtabach. There's really one bracha that's cool everything between of all of Pesukei Dezimra. What are the major themes of Pesukei Dezimra? So first of all, look at what's the bracha that we start off with, Ned? Baruch Shamar, why don't you give us the Nischa bracha?
It's all about creation.
Yeah, Baruch Shamar v'haya olam. Baruch Omer v'oseh. Baruch gozer m'kabal. Baruch oseh bereishis. Right, so Pesukei Dezimra itself seems to have this theme of bracha on Maisa Bereishis. And if you look at, especially post-Ashrei, the Hallelukas, you know, for example, you have Oseh Shemayim Va'aretz Asayam V'Eskol Asher Bam. In the next Halleluka, we have Mona Mispar LaKochavim LaKulam Sheimos Yikra. Those are all referring to astronomy. HaMechase Shemayim Ba'avim. It's about the weather and the formation of clouds. HaMechim La'aretz Matar HaMatzmiach Arim Chatzir. That's all about Maisa Bereishis in the natural world, like the laws that govern. Nosein Sheleg Katzamer, Mashlech Karcho Kefitim, etc. Yashev Rucho Yizlumayim. Aren't these all just like physical processes of the earth? Then in the third Halukha, Halu Shemesh V'Yareach, Halu Kol Koch V'Yor, which means we should praise Hashem for the Shemesh V'Yareach, for the Kochavim, Halu Shemei Hashemayim, Hamayim Hashemei Hashemayim, Yahalu Hashem Hashem, Ki Hu Tziva V'Nivro, V'Yamidim La'ad La'olam Chok Nasan V'Lo Yavor. and talks about the animals. Halus Hashem and Aris, Taninim, Bechol Tehomos, the elements, Eish Devaro, Chelek Vekita, Ruach Sara, Osa Devaro, Haharim Bechol Gavaos, Eitz Pri Bechol Arazim, Achaya Bechol Behema. Isn't that what you have in mind? Like, what do you guys have in mind when you say the Halukas?
That.
Yeah? Exactly that. So this should be obvious to you that it's like a major piece of doctrine. Leave, you disagree with Romy, or?
You usually have like being tired.
It's highlighted even more, or it's even clearer when you think about the extra psukim, extra prakim that we have on psukim of Shabbos. We start off with Shemayim Masabrim Kodel Masaya the Magad Rakia, Beterem Harem Yuladu Batchol Eretz Vetevel, Mala Nesiyim Mikitzei Haaretz, Barakim Lamatarasa. It's about, what are Barakim, Benji?
Chapters?
How are you going to go to Israel if you think Barakim are chapters?
Barakim?
Yeah.
Those are Barakim.
Yeah, clearly. Like you made chapters for the matar. What are Barak and Lamatar Asa?
Isn't it thunder? Like Barak?
What?
Thunder?
Lightning.
Yeah.
Motze Ruach Meotzerosav, the things that determine the movements of the wind. Loose Shemayim Besvuna, Loroka Aretz Alamayim, Loose Erem Gedolim, Es Hashemesh Lememshal Siyom, Es Yireach Vekochav Lememshal Sbalayla. No? It's everywhere. I'm sick of Zimra. Kones kaned me'ayam nosen bo'tzaros tahomos, keeping the waters together. Hu amar v'yei hu tzivav ayamod. Kisi machtani Hashem befal alecho masa yedecha aranen. Magadu masecha Hashem ma'odam kumach shvosecha. Isn't that clearly what Pesukei Zimra is all about? And I'll just drive this home with the observation of the Meshech Chachma. You have here on page 39, where I think he has a nice drasha to explain why the Gemara says that someone who says halal b'chol yom is mechari from Megadif. Y'all familiar with that Gemara? No? So it's the Gemara in Shabbos, Kafir Chesam et al Amibes. I'm highlighting it right now on the source sheet, page 38. Amar Yossi, Yehei chelki migomrei halal b'chol yom. You know, that's a list in the Gemara about people you want to be counted with. How could you say you want to be part of the group of people who say halal b'chol yom? Isn't it blasphemous to say halal every day? Rabbi Yossi meant you want to be amongst the people who say the halal p'sukei d'zimra every day, not the halal of Nisim. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Meshech Chachma has a nice explanation here, where he says the Gemara's point is that Pesukei DeZimra is Shevach, recognition for the beauty of the natural order. Whereas the halal that you say on a nis is halal for breaking the natural order. So they're really in opposition to each other. The thing that you should be doing every day is recognizing the majesty of the natural order. That's why Yi Chelki Mi Gomri Hala B'chol Yom is referring to Pesukei DeZimra. Here's his formulation. It's in Vayikra Chaf Vav. L'man shelo yite ha'adam v'yishkach borei u'misader u'mashgiach me'ateva v'yachshov l'rov hergelo ki ateva hi ba'atzma la'afrida mi'yotzra l'chein yesh nisim. So every now and then there are miracles, just so you don't think that there's no God behind the natural order. So every now and then you need miracles to show that the Teva was designed by a creator. But Vahanisim hu rak lehoyer libos b'nei adam al mif'alos habore baruch hu b'teva. They're just to remind you that, like, the Teva itself was created by the Bore. One second. Ki hi yado v'hashgachoso ha-tehora. The Teva itself is the hand and design hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore akori halal b'chol yom shemore sheroi lohodos rak lahanach pulo shel derech hanes. Somebody who thinks that you should just be saying halal on a nes every day, as if like you should only be thanking Hashem for the miraculous interventions but not for the majesty and the order of the created world, that's Mecharif and Megadif, because you're basically saying that the world's a Jackson Pollock. Why are you laughing?
Be alone.
I said this line in the last year, no?
Yeah.
Four of us here. Ain't Srichim Lahayotzer Achare Shabran or Isa Machari from Megadif. But you know, somebody who kind of just like loses sight of the natural order, that's Cherif Megadif. And he says what one should appreciate in the natural order is that Inyan Hanifla Bahateva Hu Hazana Hatmidis. She says, like, you should appreciate how amazing the order itself is. That he gives the example here that there's like probably millions, I mean, we know there are billions of human beings, but billions and billions of species that are nourished and sustained every day by like the world's greatest soup kitchen, which is the natural world. It's like a pretty awesome thing, right? So he says that's pshat in Posech Es Yedecha Mazviya L'chol Chai Ratzon, that the world is just set up in a way to sustain and nourish everybody here. He says, Ha'inyan ha'nifla b'hateva hu ha'zana ha'tmidis, she'zeh kiyum ha'nimtsoyim v'harkavas ha'nifradim, u'v'derech tivi kol yom kavua ha'zana l'alfei alafin b'li misbar nimtsoyim. Mazon asher kol achad yazon min ha'teva, hu po'el mora al ha'chachma v'shlemus v'kavar Hashem yisbarach l'mevin, yoser mimashe mora ha'nisim. So okay, that you have a kriyas yamsef every now and then. It's no great shakes. That you have mun in the midbar, all right, it's not a big deal. But that you could design the world in advance with a natural order that's able to sustain life and so much life in this way, that's really an amazing thing. That's more on the chachma and hashkacha of Hashem. And so I think that is, that's the idea of Psukei Dezimra. That's why it's Yichelki from Gomrim the Hollow Psukei Dezimra. And he goes on, he has some cute ha'aros here. The Meshech Chachma says, the Gemara understands Ashrei to be part of Psukei Dezimra. And he says the kunz of Ashrei is that it's Mesudar Lefi the Aleph Beis. So he has this cute idea that it's like very ordered, right? So he says, it's the Alpha Besa, Mora Al Sidor Tivi, She'enu Medalig, Aholich me aleph ad taf, you know, kind of just goes in order according to rules. Lachain bevirchas hameoros bechol v'shabis sidju ba'alfei bisa. He thinks that's why the birchas hameoros yotzer or you have like kel adon, which is according to the aleph bays. I think so. Hameir la'aretz also in the aleph bays. But I don't know. I know kel adon is definitely according to the aleph bays.
Yeah.
It is, right? Baruch Hashem, we live in the post-art school Siddur world. Very good. But he says the reason why the Brichas Yotzer Or is Mesudar in that way is also to kind of allude to the Siddur HaTeva dimension of it. You say it's cute, Josh?
Yeah.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So this actually fits very nicely, exactly, Romy, what you're saying about the tefillos themselves. Like you wake up in the morning, the bracha of Yotzer Or, Kriya Shema, Psukei Dezimra, these are supposed to be directing us to appreciate the Chachma of Maase Bereishis. Now let me just take one point, then I'll take all the hands. Why is this very important? So number one, it's important because if we could show that many mitzvos in the Torah are trying to lead us to understand Maase Bereishis, then you could understand the significance of Maase Bereishis as part of the concept of Torah, as part of, you know, what we're supposed to be studying, learning, appreciating in our religious lives. But more than that, I think it helps us blow up the distinction that many of you have been trying to push between intuitively what we think of Torah and mitzvos as like normative obligations, do's and don'ts, as opposed to something like contemplating Maase Bereishis, which seems to lack some normative do's and don'ts. Nobody was saying this?
That it's normative, but you should contemplate it.
Right, so I agree with Josh.
That's the same thing as normative to study Torah.
Good, right, so I agree. I think the distinction is terrible in Meirosh. I agree. But people like Josh Shapiro have been advancing this, no?
Well,
that like there's this what am I accused of? Yeah. There's an intuitive distinction that like Torah mitzvos is about what we should be doing, like commands, and right? Haven't you been saying things like this?
Yeah.
Well, like what is the command of Ma'aseh Reishis? So I think Josh and Ned are right to say, well, maybe the command is to study it, just like Vishinatam Lubanacha. So right? That's what you would say. But I would say more than that, if it's true that some of the normative commands are actually trying to bring you towards Ma'aseh Reishis, then you could you're pulling the Ma'aseh Reishis dimension into the system of mitzvahs themselves.
You're having it mean your bar plukta here is saying that sort of this contemplative knowledge is not significant.
Well,
your bar plukta here is saying that the type of contemplative knowledge that results
right.
from study is not significant.
Right. Or I guess they could say like, hey, like in the Torah, you could see there's a normative command that says Mishinantam Levanecha. So there's a command to study Torah, and when we think of Torah, it's got to bottom out at its foundation in a tzivoy. And I don't see a tzivoy of go study Ma'aseh Bereishis.
I mean, that's just like a...
It's a silly point. I agree.
It's just like a...
Because you could say
it's
not
an awkward point. It's
an awkward point.
Yeah, but if the normative... Just as the normative commands direct us towards Ma'aseh Bereishis doesn't mean that that's what Torah is about. It could still be there's a particular normative command that's not focused on that.
There's a particular normative command.
Meaning,
of course, there's normative commands for all sorts of other things.
I'm saying, so it doesn't mean that what not Talmud Torah should include that. Correct?
Talmud Torah might include it, right.
But there's no reason to think that it would, just because other normative commands directed towards
it. My point is just that this clean distinction between purely informational stuff that's communicated by the... It's not right to say that the Ma'aseh Bereishis component of Torah is purely informational, for informational purposes only. Like it seems that if some of the mitzvos have the knowledge or appreciation of Ma'aseh Bereishis as their telos, then you're bringing the Ma'aseh Bereishis stuff more into the, I guess what we intuitively and sociologically see as, you know, the Chafta Shel Torah. What's your point?
Meaning the fact that it sounds to me like what you're saying is a lot of normative commands implicate creation and contemplating creation.
Yeah.
Therefore, it should be pretty reasonable that Talmud Torah might also be implicated.
No, I'm saying therefore you don't get a clean. You don't have the right to say that the Ma'aseh Bereishis stuff in the Torah is just informational purposes only, i.e. that first Rashi al Torah, the way some people read it, that it's just as a response to non-Jews.
That means Ma'aseh Bereishis is religiously significant, therefore our study of it from within Chumash should relate to that religious significance.
I guess, let me make my point differently then. I understood some of the pushback in Shir to be, look, intuitively we all take the Torah to have this system of Taryag Mitzvos, and you know things you're supposed to be doing, like halacha, it's b'chukosai teilechu, and like the Ma'aseh Bereishis stuff is just presented as factual background, like it's informational prelude.
Okay.
To, right? Isn't that? I thought that some people have that intuition,
yeah.
And I'm just making the ha'ara. I'm just making the ha'ara. Ned said that last time.
I did.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was
Ned. Ridiculous. But. I'm responding to that. If it's the case that many of the mitzvos and normative sections of the Torah, let's say Kalayim, let's say parts of Shabbos, let's say parts of Birchas HaShachar and Kriya Shema, etc., etc., if they have the knowledge and appreciation of Ma'aseh Bereishis, their telos, then you don't get to say that there's this like distinction between Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is just informational on the one hand, and the system of Taryag Mitzvos on the other hand. So if Kiddush Alvana and Ibur HaShana and etc., all those mitzvos are supposed to be Su'um Aron Meinechem or Birchas Hanenin and Kriya Shema, then the Ma'aseh Bereishis stuff is woven into the fabric of the normative dimensions of Taryag Mitzvos.
Sure. And
Torah.
The question I had last time, which might be confusing terms here, Ma'aseh Bereishis.
Now you concede that you had this view.
But that'd be confusing. When I said Ma'aseh Bereishis, like my issue with it was about, you know, the opening fragment of Bereishis, not about the concept of natural order and how it's relevant to religion.
So the opening sigma of braces are just a concept. What's the Torah if not concepts?
Okay, concept is very broad.
All right, we'll talk. Leave and then Josh.
Doesn't this again? It becomes like a question of degree. So you may say that like contemplating my separation is implicated in Taryag, but it doesn't necessarily get you to right the view that you see in Yisodei Torah, which is that there, you have to have this kind of deep understanding of physics and metaphysics in order to properly understand. It could just be like.
Correct. We don't know how deep.
I'm saying you don't know how deep, and also it's unclear like what comes first, right? I think in the Maimonidean view, it seems almost. I guess even in the Maimonidean view, it's unclear whether we're coming into this with an assumption of a creator, and then under that assumption, we're looking at Ma'aseh Bereishit to indicate there, or you're under no assumptions and you look at Ma'aseh Bereishit, and that kind of that creates the belief that there's a creator.
Right. This is a difficult question. I don't think we really got into. But, so take your favorite agnostic person, and if they know a lot about the world, right? So they're like voracious, they voraciously digest, you know, physics, chemistry, or like all like those books that are on called Peiros HaTorah, would they have the Yedias Hashem? That's the question.
Yeah, right. a little bit, yeah.
Right. So it's like, let's say you read Shakespeare. Let's say you read all of Shakespeare's works. But you don't know who the guy is. We don't know who Shakespeare is. So don't we all want to say that you have Yedia of Shakespeare? Don't we know a lot of...
Isn't Yedia, right? Yedia seems to build off of understanding Yichud, right?
Right, so you might have to have a sense of Yichud also. There might be certain requisites you have to have to get the other stuff off the ground.
Seems like that Yichud needs to come first.
Like maybe, I'm not sure about that.
It's precisely because it requires identity of the knowledge and the knower that makes it possible for you to understand.
Maybe.
The thing
separate from that point, it seems that it.
You're saying it's like somebody reading Shakespeare doesn't know English? Like there's some fundamental premise that's missing?
No, meaning your Shakespeare and his works are not connected in the same way that God and his knowledge are connected.
Okay, so you're saying Alachas Kama Vakama then? No? If you know Shakespeare by knowing...
You don't know Shakespeare, that's the point. My point is you don't.
Macbeth.
You don't know him. All you know is, you know, his characters and whatever. You don't know him.
I feel like you know Shakespeare.
You know nothing about Shakespeare.
Nothing about Shakespeare? I feel like we know so much
about
him.
You're excited to the human condition.
Right. I feel like we know a lot about Shakespeare. No?
It's a pretty guy.
You don't think you know about an author through their work?
Didn't
we? We probably know more about Shakespeare than we know about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. No?
I'll say even separate from that point, I think it's still unclear the degree. Like in the Meshach Chochma, it seems that that we just looked at, it seems that the degree is lesser than that of like the Maimonidean view, right? To which, like I'm saying, for the Meshach Chochma, it seems that,
correct.
Like,
we don't know. We don't know how much.
You look at the sunset, and you look at the hills, and you look at the species.
Correct. We haven't said anything deep about the aesthetic versus the cognitive versus the intellectual. We haven't really gotten deep into that.
Although all the dominance that suggests not the cognitive.
Maybe for your davening.
Ooh.
No, maybe it's a shot of what the word means.
What does that mean? What do you?
It doesn't say in davening.
What does that mean?
Like,
what are you thinking in your davening?
It doesn't
davening?
Say in davening like the cells interacting
huh?
with each other.
Words mean things, yeah.
It doesn't say in davening like,
that's not the word, it's not saying.
Like gravity pulls down
yeah,
the sun and the cells interact and these type of things. Just says these are the things that exist like on the surface aesthetically and the Hashem created them.
Yeah, your davening is just aesthetic.
No, I'm saying sure.
When you say brokim, when you say brokim lamatarasa,
you
just
have
like...
The words of davening are aesthetic. The words of davening don't talk about, like, the functioning beyond the surface.
That word aesthetic, you already...
This is Divrei Torah. You're reading psukim. You don't think there's a depth to them?
Maybe you should think there's a depth to the beauty of nature independent of... Or...
It's like, connected arba banim Divrei Torah, of course.
You're
like...
You're never
going to be...
Well... We need to put out the art scroll.
No.
Ole Vashem sitter. And then we'll have like a more complex parish.
It's so narrow. No, because
you could say the fact that
you
the
just assume that
nature implicates that Hashem is like really giving to us.
You think it's all just aesthetic? You think all the stuff in the Halukas is just the?
I think aesthetic is much stronger.
Why is it just?
Mona Mispar like Ochavin, like, ah, so many stars out there, how beautiful.
Why is it just?
You can't even count the bridge, says that.
Well?
You can't even count the bridge, says that.
Barakim Lamatarasa, you're not trying to figure out about the electromagnetic force.
Is that what you mean when you're dominating?
Well?
That what you mean when you're dominating?
Yeah.
Math?
How else? What do you read when you say Brokim Amaterasa, your mind just flashes to like your favorite romantic comedy where there's like a little storm and a little lightning, and
wait,
you're like, ah.
Maybe it was
your
physics understanding during davening actually takes away from the appreciation of God.
Why would it?
Because instead of seeing God, you see physics.
What? I don't know.
God is physics.
I don't know what. It sounds like. I don't understand what you're seeing. You're just saying, oh, so beautiful.
No, you don't have to understand things to be amazed by them.
No?
No. Absolutely not.
Maybe you've never been amazed.
Have you ever done a plane? Do you know how a plane works?
Well,
you know all the intricacies of a plane works?
I have some basic idea about how you have the air pressure on top of the wing is lower than the air pressure below the wing.
Okay, so can I get off a button?
I think that's... Isn't that... What do you just look up at the sky, you're like, whoa, plane.
No, that's it. No.
It's an aesthetic experience.
Pressure, that's not a big...
I actually think the only thing to appreciate about flight is this notion that it really has to do with lift.
Yeah, but you don't
and
think
like
that,
the difference right. in the air
wait,
pressure
wait,
is
wait,
what
you don't think, you don't think that the air pressure that you just have about a plane is the
there's a double you do of that.
Some level understanding of the kinetic outer body. Do you?
I do think that.
That's it? That's the highest you can go about a plane? All that
wait,
you
wait, you're saying...
That, meaning, you said kinetic outer body and different number, yeah?
Yeah.
So
it's not just four.
No, I know.
You understood my connected Avabanim in the Derech of the Sheni Yodei Alishol. But there's a Chacham interpretation of the connected Avabanim statement.
My point is, you feel like you have an appreciation of a plane, even though you don't have all the depths of it.
Oh, but I realize that somebody...
It's just aesthetic.
No, but I'm mocking that somebody who works for Boeing has a much deeper... They look up at a plane and they have a...
That's fine, but that doesn't mean that you haven't succeeded unless you're the best. You're the most greatest
of that. There's a lot to... First of all, I think you've achieved something. There's always more to achieve.
Okay, so
and there is a point at which...
At Tom,
there is a point at which there's diminishing returns. And so... But there's a lot to do in life. I think there's a lot more to do in life than saying, ah, the plane is up in the sky. Isn't that amazing? For all these different aspects.
Maybe it's not being just in a constant state of...
Somebody came over to me in shul the other day and he's like, ah, oh, you know, I saw in the Ian Tefillah... That they darshan there, kemerchavei rakia, means like the universe is expanding. The rakia itself, the mafarshim they're saying the interest is that the universe is expanding, the rakia is expanding. That's a very different havana of what you're saying in davening. You're
okay, but you still don't understand what the expansion is or what the rakia is.
The Rav says that it's the homo religiosus who delights in the mysterium tremendum.
Oh, good.
That's Romy.
That's what you just said.
This so is
you're
not, so Romy's that Romy's the you delight in the mysterium tremendum. It's just so magnificent
okay,
the universe. It's so deep, right? But the halachic man, he wants to cognize it like the
but not but he's in
like the
halachic.
Like the cognitive man, no? He wants to understand the depths of the chachma.
Maybe the aim is just to bring it to the forefront. It's like your spotlighting thing. Maybe just to bring it to the forefront of the mind. You don't have to have it. The depth is a different question than like being a constant state of, wow, what's in the world? That tree, wow, the plane, wow. With the lift understanding, but no more. But
say
what
it,
I know. Huh?
Say your point again?
Maybe it's about spotlighting, it's not only about depth, it's just about also about spotlighting. So when I walk through the plaza over here, I see the tree, and yes, I don't understand every part of it, but then okay, I know photosynthesis, and I know the oxygen, whatever, like wow. You know, and then I walk a couple more steps and I see I don't know, the car driving by and said, wow, like, I don't know all the details, but an engine. And that's why. that's so funny. No, so my point being, maybe like, why are you so, like, committed to the idea that it's all about depth, as opposed to, like, you don't get the spotlight connection I'm making?
No, I'm fine with a view that says that much of this, there's like a threshold, and once you understand enough of it, you did your...
Well, I guess I would bring it back to the tefillah thing. Like maybe then the point of...
I think, why are you allergic? Why are you allergic to the view
I'm not allergic
that I think we think is very sensible for Talmud Torah, which is the deeper, more complex, the
I'm
more
not,
sophisticated
yeah.
your understanding, the more virtuous,
yeah,
the
so
more you
the more,
Hashem,
the more
yeah.
precise way to say it is probably that it's not. Yeah, it's true that the greater your understanding is, the more you can appreciate something. That might be true, but that doesn't mean that like what the Torah is trying to is like or what these the Zim, what all those writers are trying to tell you to do. Is like that deepest level thing, even if, like, ideally you reach that.
Why are you allergic to it?
I'm not allergic.
Aspiring.
Why are you allergic to?
You could be allergic to it.
I'm not.
Romy's allergic.
I could be allergic to it.
Why are you allergic to it?
It's very elitist and not very accessible.
So well, who cares?
How do you know? Maybe everyone's capable of it. How do you know?
Is free.
Maybe yeah. Maybe the view is that. Maybe the view is that everyone's capable of it.
Well,
that's a failing of our society, not a failing of our rational capacities. No? All right. Let's hear from Josh and then Mikey. And then we'll actually get into Tarshim Tamima. You should have told the UTS people that we have just a Hashkafa Shir every day.
Actually, I think it was in the middle of listening to your Hashkafa Shir from yesterday. I was like Paul Ryan.
Very good. Go ahead.
This might be a bad one. We just skip over. But like, isn't there room to differentiate between like appreciating Maisa Bereishit, that like about time T0 about God doing that, and like nature as it is now, even irrespective of Maisa Bereishit point? Like when you're talking about Bereishit Adamah, like meaning, I'm not sure that the point there is about Maisa Bereishit per se. It's about the fact of like the nature as it is. Is there? You know what I mean? Meaning you're thanking God or
oh I think
like
it's the same thing
this specific fruit like right now as a pope irrespective of the question about whether or not God created the world no.
Right, so I don't think Maisa Bereishis is about Yetzirah's Bereishis. I think Maisa Bereishis is just
you mean like laws of nature
yeah like physics
but like
chemistry.
The Shabbos is probably more about the fact that God created the world not like you know like meaning Kishe Shevim Asad you know Hashem Shemayim V'aretz
that's maybe that's one piece of Maisa Bereishis
okay but meaning like there's right.
Like the Ramban and the Rambam both seem to be into this idea of like ontological dependence of that the created world depends on the creator in some way. That's arguably an important piece of like the facts of Maisa Bereishis. Even if you were to walk into like a physics department today, they may not see that as part of their mandate. Certainly it's the halacha, it's within the halacha's prerogative to say that no, like we think an important piece of Maisa Bereishis is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei Torah that, you know, if im yala ladas, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, then nothing could exist. I think that's a perfectly reasonable piece of my observation. If you read Newton, like scientists of the early modern period thought that was a natural piece of like their mandate as scientists. So I would say the answer is, I don't think my observation is just about Yetzirah. It's about the teva that the seder teva.
Like each individual case, like it might be about one or the other.
Yeah, you could have an internal distinction within Maisa Bereishis, 100%. Yeah. Mikey,
can one make an argument that there's a lot of chachma even in aesthetic, and that's not appreciating the way it functions and how it works, but it's more the way you relate to it. And by that I mean that we could conceive of like an infinite amount of worlds that would be less beautiful than the one that we live in now. And the fact that Hashem made the world the way it looks could indicate something about what his plan is with the world and the way we relate to him and the fact that it's supposed to be kind of like what the Ramchal says about how in Maisa Bereishis being like this act of Ava. I'm pretty sure the Ramchal says that. So but by being able to, maybe the chasma in appreciating aesthetic is to actually appreciate it more than you would have otherwise just walking around and not really.
Yeah, I'm totally open to there being important aesthetic dimension and that the aesthetic dimension is itself a dimension of like chachma. I think it's all great. I like that.
What about everything that's
you know, music's a good example, art's a good example, you know, there's whether like whatever the rules are for music. There's definitely an aesthetic dimension, but the aesthetic dimension seems to correspond to certain principles of Chachma. It's mad. Like, I think people do think, like, oh, it's like a genius song or a genius work of Mozart or Beethoven. I think that is the view. Romy again.
Okay. I was going to say that I think that the Birchas Hashavat are kind of like especially the Rambam takes them. Also, I think be part of this.
Berachos Hashachar.
Like, say, like, what needs to be had, right?
Yeah.
At each point.
Roka Haaretz Alamayim.
Like, at every time that you do that thing.
Zokev Kepufim. Hoseach
Chivrim. The lining up the actions.
100%. Yeah, I don't know how much you need the lining up of the actions piece for those. Did everybody hear Romy's point? There's lots of the Berachos Hashachar that you could view in this way. Right? Nothing Asech Vivino Lahavchim Benyam Ben Laila. By the way, it's also part of Shmon Esrei. What? No, but even before that, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the second bracha, Ata Gibor, especially if you have Masha Brach Merdeg Hashem, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Somech Noflim, Rofi Cholim, Matri Asurim. No?
That's just by God's power.
It's just Gevuros, you're saying. Right, but it's Gevuros as manifested often in the natural order, no?
The Chayim is in part of the natural order.
Says you.
Ooh!
It's not clear. We'd have to get deeper into the Sigya of Trias HaMesim. What? 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 The Ramban talks about in the Drosha Torah Shem Tamima. Because he talks about the survival of the soul after death is a natural phenomenon. So maybe it's related to that. So, all right. This is a great discussion, guys. Let's do the Ramban and Torah Shem Tamima, otherwise we'll be stuck in it forever. Okay, so again, so we're going to wrap. We're going to do the Drasha of Torah Shem Tamima today. Next year, we'll do the last prakim of Ramban Hilchos Teshuva, which is about the other aspect of Avos Hashem. Great. Okay, so let's go to Drasha of Torah Shem Tamima. I'm actually going to... Yeah, I'm going to split up the recording.